Well, if what you have so described is what is going on in Uganda, that is most unfortunate, because we have had the residents in the past to talk about the necessity of conducting a politics of ideas and not a politics of demonizing. It's not going to help anybody. I think what sells and what should, they should aspire and what they should engage in is to tell the citizens what they want to do so that they can, on that basis, make an informed decision as to who their preference is. In situations where we have the kind of conduct that you have so described, reminds one of the days of the hate media that we thought we had moved beyond. It would be unfortunate if we relapse into that state, because that is not the kind of such rhetoric that will help either the country nor the citizens of Cote d'Ivoire. We would rather encourage the two candidates to canvass ideas, to canvass things that will develop their country, to canvass issues that impact on the lives of the people, so that people can be better informed and can make an informed decision. I think any other thing to the contrary will be an unfortunate disservice both to the citizens of Cote d'Ivoire, who deserve better, and to the country. And we will be watching what is going on, but also can say that we will encourage them to not engage in that kind of rhetoric, because it's not helpful either to us, to Cote d'Ivoire, or the sub-region.
Now, Sonny, the military has reportedly deployed lots of soldiers to keep the peace, but some civil society groups, including some church organizations or religious organizations, have expressed concern that the increased verbal attacks from both sides could undermine the peace. Do you think that ECOWAS meet these political leaders to address some of these concerns being expressed by Ivorians themselves?
Yeah, it's a joint responsibility in a sense. While they respect the international community, like ECOWAS and others, to put pressure on the candidates to ensure that they conduct themselves in a way that encourages peace and stability, the citizens also have a responsibility to also act as pressure groups on these leaders to make sure that they conduct themselves, they engage in rhetoric that puts the superior interests of their country above narrow interest. I think, it's a joint responsibility, and I think we are keeping the situation under view, and we hope that it will not deteriorate. But even the one could say that it is bad enough if that is the kind of rhetoric that is going around. But it will be dangerous if that persists, because then it will run the risk of getting some uncontrolled elements within the populace to use it as a pretext to engage in the kind of behavior that will not promote peace and stability. So we'll continue to watch and see what is going on, but we appeal to the two aspirants to put the interest of their country above their own interest, and to realize that this is not going to be the last election that Cote d'Ivoire will engage in. This is one in a series of elections in the life of the country, and it's important that they preserve the country so that subsequently other people will have opportunities to seek for the kind of office they are looking for, against the background of preserving the territorial integrity of their country.
Sonny, will ECOWAS be monitoring the presidential runoff vote between incumbent president Laurent Gbagbo and main challenger, former Prime Minister Alassane Ouattara?
Yes, sure. We will. In fact, our delegation will be leaving in the next couple of hours for to there. If you recall, we did send a delegation to monitor the election. Of course, we have been following the process, and usually our tradition is that we follow it through to the end. That way we can have a comprehensive sense of how the elections went, and then we can do a comprehensive report that enables us to engage the government to say, look, these are the issues that you need to address. just as we have done, not just in Cote d'Ivoire, but we have done in all the places where we have monitored elections in West Africa.